you get the triplet.
Okay, I get the pair. I think pair itself is right in here, isn't it?
Where are you?
Behind you to your left. Any rates in there?
Well, I just think so. I think this is it right here.
It's too small, I believe. Well, anyway, we're in the area, Houston.
Think I'd move to find it.
Okay, Al, I think the plan will fill us in as to the exact position now.
Okay, plan's underway now.
And I guess this is going in bag 16, is that right then?
This is in bag 17, Fred. 16 got used sometime back.
Okay.
Okay, let's press on.
That's darn big, it's hard to fold up.
Here we got a pan and a grab sample. What else do we want from here, Houston?
Okay, that's it, Al. We'd like to proceed on to the North Triplet, and I'll give you the task when we get there.
Okay, we'll try to get the North Triplet.
You ran out from under me just as I was picking it up.
Oh, sorry.
Alan, Ed, for your stop for the key, I would like that to be an estimated one crater diameter short of the crater, North Crater.
Well, it's a stop one crater diameter short.
That's affirmed, because some of the items coming up are the core and the trench.
Okay, where's the third core tube.
Well, why don't you use clean ones?
I don't have clean ones.
Yeah, you do. They're down in this socket right there.
This one?
Let me get my camera tightened up.
This one's been used.
Nope. I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
It's the three tabs should be clean.
All right.
Camera put back together here. Way to go. Let's make them 1, 2, 3 for publicity's sake.
I don't have a back from that one. Where to go?
Bottom one will be number 1, 2 with a tab, Fredo.
Roger.
middle. I've tried to push in the four tubes, triple four tube. I get maybe a 3 to 4 inches of pushing in by hand, and it's just surface stuff. Very soft. It will not support the weight of the core tube. Yeah, I've got it balanced. I could take a picture of it, perhaps.
Okay, we're right yet.
Driving a bit more, but I think I'm on solid rock, and I'm about one core tube down.
Roger, Ed. Solid rock, about one core tube down.
Yeah.
Okay, the recommendation, Ed, is to pull it up and move over a bit and try it again.
Boy, this field will be the same thing.
Okay, Ed, when you pull it out, I'd like to save the bottom core and replace it with another one there, and when you try, before you try again.
Okay.
How's the trench gone, Al? Are you getting down there?
Roger it. the same looking rock with fairly fine grain crystals in it. It's a grab sample, Houston, from that same crater in which I'm digging. It's too large for a bag. It's dark brown. The upright's fractured. The fractured face is very light gray with very small crystals.
Roger out. And if you can get any with your samples down in the trench itself that have any rock fragments, you might include those for your sample.
Battalion, put that side bag if you can. These are all from a full back here. I know that we did not mention this white layer down in this area before that was so obvious to us just below the surface up near the flank of cone, but it appears as though it is quite a bit, well, it's relatively deep as far as visual observation is concerned, and certainly not any would be kicked up by footprints or met tracks or the like. There appears to be some of that here in this trench.
Roger.
Benno, did you get my report that the core tube tip with an 18 in?
Roger, Ed, I got that 18 in.
Okay, and I have taken the bottom core of that one, which was core one flagged, and it's now by itself. As a single core tube. I'm going to replace that with number one unflagged, which is one Al started to use earlier, but couldn't get anywhere with it.
Okay, number one untagged on the bottom.
Happening in this trench is the surface mines are so loose that you're just falling down covering the layering that we want to get. I'm afraid we're not going to get a classic vertical wall here, Houston, on this trench.
And Ed, are you having any better luck on the triple core this time?
I've got it in about a half a tube, and I'm getting ready to take a picture of it so you can locate it. Then we'll go ahead and drive it just way in.
Roger, Ed.
Okay, Meadow, there's frames here, probably 69, 70, 71, that are four tubes. The first one's the aborted one that I couldn't get in. The second one, second picture is the this new attempt. It's a 15-foot shot that I raised up and took a locator shot on the horizon on this. I think it might go.
I get it.
Bag 19 was a sample of the surface find, that is from the surface layer of the trench.
Roger Al, bag 19, this is a sample of the surface find.
Dell, and Mag 21 is kind of a collection of the, excuse me, a combination of the top two layers. Second layer is a thin layer of small glassy-like pebbles, and I was unable to separate that by the trench method. So I gave it to you mixed up in that bag, and the last bag will be pebble from the bottom layer.
Okay, Al, and about what's the thickness of the intermediate layer there?
Well, it's really ephemeral. It's almost, it's very thin. I would say no more than a quarter of an inch thick, and I just noticed it because of the difference in the grain structure as I was digging the trench.
Roger.
And in bag 220 will go a sample of the bottom material, also mixed up with the some of the surface material that's falling down in on top of it. And that's about call it 18 inches below the surface.
Roger, Al, and when you and Ed can work it in, we need another EMU check.
close up antenna?
That's affirmed, Al. That's included in this time. When you start out, I would like you to make some grab samples as you pass by North Triplet. And when you get down there, Ed, I guess you can proceed with getting some documented samples before we have to depart.
Okay. Okay, you see a CT, and that's over in that pocket, right?
About 3.5 minutes left at Triplet.
Okay, we're backing up now.
One more documented sample.
Okay, there is a special request, Robin, grab samples at the North Crater Rim there. They'd like to get a documented sample of a partially buried rock.
Okay. I was gonna try to get you one of those right here, but it looks pretty big. I think maybe I can get it anyhow.
Okay.
that thing.
Shepard reporting that a seal protector came off of one of his sample containers.
Triplet here, and that one brief stop at the north rim to pick up one documented sample. And get on back to the limb area if we're going to pick up the remaining tests there.
We're going to pick up.
Okay. Okay, you're right.
Then this documented sample that I got of the buried rock is too big for our regular way bags. See what I can do with it. In regular sample bags. Sticking one over it. They'll never close. Okay, it's going in it, and it'll probably stay, but it won't close it.
Okay, that'll probably be all right, Ed. We're going to have to move out now.
It's back 26 in.
Okay, Ed.
Okay, I'll grab the Nomon, we're on our way.
The last I see of that son of a bitch.
They're miserable, aren't they?
Okay.
Give it up, let me grab it for you.
What? That thing?
Huh?
What do you mean, it's 10?
Yeah,
forget it.
Okay.
Never gonna use it again. Okay, head for the limb.